Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Well, what's everybody think of rainy days and Fridays, huh? Pretty spooky weather we're having out there. Although I say, hey, if it's going to rain, give me a good old thunderstorm or give me lightning. And I like it. I like when everything just goes berserk. Why? Why limit it? Why not just let the entire forces of nature go hog wild and unleash their fury? I don't know what it is about me. Maybe it's the Scorpio moon or our south node in Scorpio that likes to hear thunder and lightning, but I miss it. You know, all this drizzling is like, that's pussyfoot, and I don't go along with that stuff. But anyway, some people like it, some people don't. Anyway, we're going to do a topic today called Visualization Manifestation, so I'm hopefully going to try and help you create a happier life. This topic actually is for people that are having a hard time. I know that there are a lot of you out there that are, unfortunately, even though you listen to this show and you hear my philosophy as to how easy I might make it sound, trust me, I'm human, and sometimes I have my problems, and usually, sometimes I need to do these particular shows in order to help me, too. So it's kind of like a self-help program when I do the show, because sometimes the topic I do is the one I need to hear the most. But when you're down and out in Beverly Hills, when you have a problem that seems to be nagging at you, a car you're not able to sell, relationship you can't let go of, or a drug habit that seems to be anchoring you, or relationships with your parents or your friends, or a frustrated career, you might just be having a bad transit. You know, a lot of you, many of you that are turning 60 and 30, whether you know it or not, are going through what we call a Saturn cycle in astrology, where Saturn is returned to the birth point in your chart, which takes about 28 and a half years to happen, and it lasts for two and a half years. It's called the Saturn return, and it's actually a time in our life when we must face up to our karma, which usually means that which we hold the most dear is taken from us, and whatever we do hold dear usually is removed. When I turned 30 and I had my Saturn return, it was my career and my best friend. So my Saturn's kind of like on the 10th and 11th house cusps, so it affected both careers and friends. And because the 11th house is the house of goals, I also had no idea what I was going to do with my life. So here I was, 30 years old, and I thought, you know, when you go through elementary school and high school and college and the school of hard knocks and all that stuff, you hope that by the time you're 30, you're doing what you're doing. But time is going by so fast in these times. I think with high technology, because we're also anesthetized by all this super technology all around us, that I really feel that time passes a lot quicker. If you go back a couple thousand years to maybe some of the Nordic periods and such, you know, what people did was communicate, hunt, fish, walk, you know, run, play, celebrate. And I really think that the life cycles then were shorter, but the time probably didn't seem to pass as quickly. You know, we find ourselves turning 30, and then if you don't finish up your karma by the time you're 30, then you turn 40, and then you're having your Uranus oppose Uranus, and your Saturn oppose Saturn, and your Neptune square Neptune, and your Pluto square Pluto, the old midlife crisis that lasts for 6 years. We think we're finished with our basic transition in our lives when we turn 30, because we get done with that Saturn return. And then a decade or so passes, and we turn 40, and we're in the midlife transit situation. You know, both of these periods, because Saturn is a focus planet in both situations, are just periods of really embracing your karma and letting go of it. Specifically, you know, funny thing about the children, too, you know, believe it or not, when the kids turn 7, when they turn 13 and 14, when they're 21, they're having a Saturn square Saturn at 7, a Saturn opposition Saturn in their chart at 14, a Saturn square Saturn at 21, and a Saturn conjunct Saturn at 27, 28. So every 7 years you have a Saturn affliction or a Saturn return or a Saturn opposition, And so it seems that's why I think they call it the 7-year itch. As I remember, even a marriage has a chart. And that marriage goes through its first test in the 7-year cycle when Saturn in the sky will square that Saturn in that birth chart. If you're a new listener and you don't know what a Saturn square Saturn is, in astrology, we have 12 signs in the sky. Every three signs is 90 degrees. And if you go from one sign to three, then you're going to end up with a square. So if you have one planet, say, in Aries, and another planet three signs down the road, which is Cancer, then Aries and Cancer, two planets, one in Aries, one in Cancer, would square each other. Okay? So let's say you were born with Saturn in Aries. Well, in 7 years, Saturn will have moved three signs down the road to Cancer. And that's when Saturn in the sky in Cancer would square your Saturn in Aries, and that's karma. That usually means that you love something or you're embracing something or holding it so dear that if it is taken away or removed from you, that the frustration, the loss, and the grief could literally anchor your entire life. Well, you know, I really think that as humans, sometimes we think we have limitations. And oftentimes, if you're into the New Age metaphysical realm and you hear all about this visualization stuff, then right away you think that you can create almost anything. You know, and I don't go with that. You know, I believe that the universe delivers to you exactly what you need, whatever it is. Sometimes it's not good, sometimes it's painful, sometimes it's terrible, sometimes it's horrific, but unfortunately, that's what I call balance. That's what I call perfection. I know one thing, that if people don't tackle their karma, and if people don't learn how to let go and embrace their spirit, that because the Lord of Karma, which is Saturn, which rules the sign of Capricorn, an energy of martyrdom and suffering and crucifixion, literally, is what a human being experiences in order to ascend and rise up from low-level consciousness and low-level thinking and basically not tackling your karma and preventing you from creating more. Okay? So when we talk about visualization, manifestation, first of all, what I want to discuss with you is being realistic about what you want to create. And some of you out there want to be a superstar. Some of you out there want to be super comedians and super singers and super business people and real estate agents and all that stuff. But I want to warn you that the period we are in right now in Earth history is it's a very catalytic cycle right now. So in many ways, we have nothing to go on as far as what's happening in the future of this planet. So be warned as far as what you want to manifest. You know, the motive is always the key. The motive is important because what we try to do is get her into a situation where if you are trying to create something in your life and you're being selfish about it, or the motive is not just or the motive is not secure, then oftentimes that's karmic. Okay, so lesson number one, when you're involved in situations where you literally have problems in your life, when you get into a situation where you do have problems in your life and you'd like to improve it, then be aware that when I first got into metaphysics and astrology, that I found out that you can manifest things. You have to be careful what you try to manifest, because if you manifest things that are selfish, are not good for you, then what happens is you just create more karma. So if you're going to get into messing with the universe and being an astrological, metaphysical, psychic, and spiritual being, then what you want to do is you want to be aware that you are going to be guilty or subject to the ramifications of whatever you do create or whatever you do manifest. Okay? So I'm going to give you a formula today as to how you can improve your life, but please be aware of the motive. You know, I am not here to assist people to mess with the powers of the universe and to create all kinds of energy situations. I just want you to be aware that when I give you this formula as to how to create a happier life, that typically if you're not aware of the motive, you know, like what do you want to create? Okay, you want to create a house, you want to create a job, you want to create a relationship, you want to create sex, you want to create money. Do you think that's good for your soul? Is that good for your spirit? You know, what I like to visualize when I create things in life is I like to visualize balance. I like to create things where peace and comedy and where utopian type experience spiritually is what it's about. So if I want to visualize, if I'm having problems selling my boat, or if I'm having problems getting along with someone in a relationship or in the family, then what I will visualize is peace in my life and getting along with that person and my family, and visualize not worry about selling the boat. You get my point? So like, if you want to sit there and try to visualize material things, then you're liable to visualize them, but at the same time, I want you to be aware of the ramifications of what you might create. Because what you might create could be karmic, very karmic. So we're talking about visualization manifestations. And we are talking about, having problems in your life and what to do about it. So when you're concerned with the motive is should always be a question of whether it is a material gain that is desired, which is karma, or a spiritual gain to be desired, which is dharmic, or a deed that you would do that would elevate your awareness and lift your soul and allow you to have an ascension of spirit. So that's number one. Number two, you got to focus on what your big problem is. Because a lot of times the reason why people are unhappy is because of things that they've already created that they can't manage. All right? So oftentimes, if you're in a relationship that's not working, you know what some people will think to do is to visualize the relationship working. When in truth, what Farley would tell you to do would be to visualize balance in your life, which is peace within thyself, or love of thyself, or control of your own energy, and not worry so much about the relationship. So what I'm telling you is if you try to create things, you know, like something as general as prosperity is not so bad. You know, if you want to sit there and visualize prosperity, which is what a lot of people teach, you can do that, and that will work. But once again, be forewarned and be reminded by your old metaphysical uncle here that you will be subject to the ramifications of managing and maintaining that which you might accumulate and manifest. Visualizations are easy. They're simple. And the mind is such a powerful terminal of God that if you do meditate, or if you do find yourself a quiet space every day, and if you focus prior to your meditation exactly what you really want in your life as far as what kind of balance you want to attain, and you can vividly imagine in your mind what you want by repeating phrases like, I give myself permission to have this balance in my life. And I allow the universe to deliver unto me this situation. And by doing that, then that's how you can form balance. Like, let's say you're a cocaine addict. Well, maybe a way to get off the coke would be to sit there and visualize sobriety and clarity and spiritual growth as an alternative, and to visualize yourself in your lifetime busy and active and having fun and being creative and no longer being affected or addicted to that cocaine. You get my point? And I like that call that somebody made the other day when she quoted Betty Davis, when Betty Davis said, you can't be a sissy to grow old, which means growing old might not be that fun, and it also requires a tough nature. Of course, what I understand was Betty Davis went through a hell of a lot of suffering and anxiety and just self-inflicted pain during her closing years of her life, or 20, 30 years, whatever. And I don't believe it has to be like that. I don't like that mindset. You understand? Like, it might be true for some people, but it's not true for me. When I used to talk to my dad about life, he had a simple philosophy. He always used to sing to me this song, life is just a bowl of cherries. You know, and you might laugh, but metaphysically, that it's a sound philosophy. Because don't you get it? By not taking it so personal, by keeping it simple, and by not making life and its lessons so difficult, then it's a lot easier for people to adjust to karma situations and to adjust to trauma and to carry on. It's just like what happened in San Francisco. You know, here's the World Series and everybody is so focused on it all over the planet. There's 100 million people focused on the baseball game, and a tragedy happened in the city where hundreds of people died, and suddenly no one cared about the World Series. And I love that, because that was a true humanitarian projection of love and caring and compassion, where we took something that was so damned important, right, the baseball game, and shelved it. And no one cared. Not one person cared. In fact, what everyone was concerned with was the security and the protection of all the people in the Bay Area. And that was really a wonderful reaction for such a catastrophic event. I would have been appalled if they would have played that game out that day. No way would I have sanctioned that. So I'm sure, you know, it would have been absurd to play the game. But you see, it goes without saying for our lives too. You take a look at your life And you got to say to yourself, is it really important that I'm doing this thing that I'm doing? You say to yourself, what are the priorities? What's important? And I, as Farley Malaris, will tell you what's important. You know what's important? It's important for you to be in communion with your spirit. It's important for you to be in balance with your health. It's important for you to be in balance with how you feel about yourself. It's important for you to reflect light and love to others. And it's important for you to manifest these simple vibrations. You know what I like to visualize? I visualize things that are very simple. I visualize balance, peace, happiness, humor, and spirit, and emotions, health-wise. I'm not in a position to look at the universe and to request and require from the universe fame and riches and power. I don't see that as an answer. This is a snowflake in this storm, which is my eternal soul, which to me, a snowstorm is fun. So that's the way I see my existence. But I'm not going to let this snowflake limit or hold down some of the growth and some of the awareness that I could gain through my eternal existence. And yet so many people think that that house or that bank account or that car or that boat or that money is so important that they're willing to kill themselves for it. And they take metaphysics and they take metaphysical procedures like sitting down and meditate and visualizing and manifesting something, and they get selfish about things without knowing it because they don't realize it, and they put themselves, they create a big bundle of problems. Do you think that Bette Davis would have lived the type of life she lived if she would have been just an ordinary woman? Never became a superstar, never became an actress, never had all that money. I kind of tend to think that many people that are rich and famous and powerful end up going through a torment in the end of their lives. Like Elvis Presley, like Howard Hughes, Bette Davis didn't like the way her life finished up, and a lot of people, maybe Rock Hudson, you know, people that you think have it so good. You know, before these people die, and before the story about their lives becomes evident, whatever, then oftentimes we become aware that the karma in their life is so thick and so intense that one wonders why there's women out here, young girls that are actors and actresses, that idolize Bette Davis, that would want to be just like her. But if they sat down in that room and talked to her person to person, one wonders if she would actually go through the whole thing again. Or if she had another lifetime, would she come back as an actress and do the exact same thing again? Who knows? You know, I don't really like the way Steve McQueen finished either, when he died of cancer either. That kind of upset me a little bit. And a lot of these people, you know, like John Wayne with his cancer and heart disease and stuff, you go through this rat race type existence with the cigarettes and with the alcohol, with the drugs and with the pressure and with the stress and with the hours, and it's berserk. It gets insane and it does get crazy. And oftentimes when you want to visualize something, you can visualize such wonderful things. You know what I like to do? I like to put my parents into an aura of perfect health. I like to visualize that. I love my parents, and we've worked out our karma already, and what's theirs is theirs, and what's mine is mine, and that's fine. Like, I want them to be happy and secure in their acquisitions and their lifestyle, whatever they want, but the only thing I really want for my folks is for them to be smiling and to be healthy. Stay away from those doctors and those hospitals. You know? So I visualize that, you know, and I visualize all my friends successful and happy. I visualize good health and strong energy and lots of creativity and innovation for myself. Now, these are things I visualize. And yeah, I'm in the right and smack dab in the middle of the Pluto square Pluto Neptune square Neptune. And I'm here to tell you that if you don't like 22 or 23 or 31, wait till you get to 41 and 40 and 42. Just ask anybody that's in their early 40s what their life is like right now. And I'm sure you'll find the majority of those people in sort of like a juggling act trying to figure out how to balance things. But you know what? We make the mistake of thinking that we're behind because we don't have the marriage, because we don't have the children, because we don't have the real estate, because we don't have the money in the bank, or we don't have the power that we thought we needed when we were young and naive, right? And we don't have that situation where typically what you really need is you need to be in a space of bliss and happiness. And that's how simple life is. And if that's what you learn from today's show, to be able to sit down every day and visualize, I'm not talking about sexual bliss. I'm talking about where you wake up in the morning and you're happy. It's fun to wake up. You don't even need coffee. because you're strong, you're healthy, you can take that shower, and thank God you have a shower and got a home to live in, where you can feel that each and every day is like a separate lifetime that's going to be great, and that you are going to benefit from, and all the people that you'll meet that day will benefit from your love and light. You know, and that's the type of thing you visualize. And you know what? When you become a beacon of that type of force of love and light, then usually anything else you ever could have thought you wanted is supplemental. It doesn't matter. I'll tell you the truth. People that are in spiritual balance oftentimes automatically make more money, oftentimes automatically have more prosperity, and automatically have more happiness and love and balance in relationships. It goes with the turf. Because when you have spiritual balance, you're granted that type of amnesty. The people that are suffering are people that have all their hands, all their tentacles stuck in these cookie jars, and they're going for too many cookies. And the universe is just not going to deliver, because you have to learn your lesson. That's why you're here. So no matter who you are, and no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, remember, this is your friendly reminder, Farley Malaris, that comes around weekdays at 12 noon to let you know that you are okay just the way you are, to count your blessings, and to use the powers of the universe to allow yourself to be happy, free, spiritual, and in balance. And don't worry about all this garbage. Just thank God that you're safe and that your life is going along pain-free. And remember, whenever you try to create too much of things that you don't need, then you have to pay for that. And that's when the pain comes in and the karma comes in. So there's a topic for you on visualization manifestation. Welcome to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s and the 90s. Hopefully, I'm Farley, and today's show on visualization, manifestations,